How much it'll affect the election, we'll have to see. But I think over the long term, the truth is eventually going to come out, and people who are not just deliberately suppressing the truth are eventually going to come to that realization. And, you know, I would not want to be a Democrat politician. I would not want to be a Dr. Fauci. I would not want to be one of these elitists at the top. You know, they're going out and buying these 10,000, 20,000 acre retreats in New Zealand with private airstrips. I've been reading that they're terrified of their own bodyguards now. They're trying to figure out if they can get robots to protect their compounds. So, you know, I would not want to be one of them when the American people figure this out, when the economy goes into the tank. You know, I wouldn't want to be one of them. I'd rather be a homeless person than one of the elitists who did this and have to fear for my life for the rest of my life.
And they want places in the middle of nowhere so they can be out of the range. We talked about this, and I think you brought up the fact that they want to be out of the range of a high powered rifle. As awful as that is, you think that's what they're thinking?
I'm sure that's what they're thinking. I mean, these people are terrified. Imagine the terror that these people live in. They don't know what happens after death, or they might even know they're going straight to hell. These people are absolutely petrified of death. They're petrified of the people that they have done so much damage to, that they've perpetrated so much evil against. And, you know, that's no way to live. They think they're going to be all rich and all powerful and stuff. Well, enjoy your riches when you have to fear for your life and when you can't show your face, right? All those riches are not going to do you a whole lot of good. So I would not want to be them. You know, I almost, not quite, but almost feel sorry for them.